At some point, as the Corycdithi ramp was in progress, praising Dionysus, the idea occurred to someone that one of the dancers should step aside from the group and portray Dionysus, play Dionysus, act as if he were Dionysus. Traditionally, the name of this person, sometime around 550 taking this monumental step, was Thespis. Hence our name, Thespian, for actors. And Thespis, reputedly, was the first of them. The earliest days of drama are hard to pin down because the records are so spotty. But by two generations after Thespis, by 499, the Greeks had institutionalized annual public performances of plays in a festival as part of the great Dionysia, the great spring festival in honor of Dionysus. And from 499 on, during that festival, sequences of plays would be produced and observed in public by as much of the entire population of Athens as could fit into the theater. The theaters were originally simply hillsides where it's easy to look down on the dancers or on the action. And if you have seen Greek theaters, they still maintain something close to that hillside design. The look is not unlike a contemporary football stadium, though ordinarily open on one side. A few quirks, which may or may not be familiar, worth mentioning. Only male actors participated. Always the actors in place wore masks. And these are familiar to us, actually, the motif, the symbolic representation of theater is often a smiling mask and a frowning mask, which are direct linear descendants of the tragic and the comic masks which Greek actors wore. Once again, tragedies were produced and staged in Athens at public expense from 499 on for about 100 years, up until around the year 400. The format was that would-be playwrights would compose plays and submit them to a board of judges. The Greeks here, as always, were lovers of competition, and three groups of plays would be selected for actual performance. The requirement was that a playwright had to submit a trilogy, three separate plays. They could be on different topics, different tragic topics, or less often, because it was harder to do, they could be on related topics and form a thematic and narrative unity as a trilogy. Also, and there's a sort of testimony to Dionysius here too, in addition to the three tragedies that each playwright had to submit, each also had to submit what was called a satyr play, which was, related or unrelated, a shorter comic commentary or end piece on the action depicted in the three tragedies. Satyrs were semi-divine figures of the woodlands, ordinarily often imagined as being human from the waist or slightly lower up, and goat from the waist down. When satyrs appeared in satyr plays, the Greeks had different ideas of obscenity than we do. They generally wore very, very large leather artificial penises to suggest the sexuality and kind of all rules are off character which was celebrated in these Dionysiac Seder place. Sad to say, only one of them survives. It's written by a person named Euripides and is a comic retake on Odysseus's adventures in the cave of the Cyclops.